the voice of the beat. This is Wade Rathke. This is Wade's World, live today in the KABF studios, 2101 South Main. We're 100,000 watts of people power, KABF 88.3, www.kabf.org. You can live stream, and then by Monday or Tuesday, we'll have a podcast for you. This is going to be a great show. Wade's World, every week, we talk to the most interesting people in the world. And today we're talking to our own KABF people. We got Carly Gardner. We've got John Kane, the program director. We've got Brian Frazier back for another one, our assistant station manager. And you know what we're going to be talking about? 30 years of KABF. But we're going to talk about a lot the next 30 years, not just the old 30 years, because then it'd be just John, and John's got his own show. So we'll let him, you know, wax wonderful and old-time nostalgia stuff, and we'll talk about some of that. But hey, welcome to Wade's World.
Thanks for having us.
Hey, thanks. Great to be here.
Good to see you, man.
Yeah, it's good to be here. We were talking about the announcement Brian was just reading about people on the face. We were in Bolivia. Everybody spoke Spanish. We were in El Alto, which is way above La Paz. You know, it's like 9,000 feet. You can hardly breathe. Your nose is bleeding. And a woman comes up and starts speaking in Quechua. And Quechua is not Spanish. And she's speaking to one of our delegation with the organizing program, and she says, "Are you on the face?" "I'm on the face."
Yeah.
That means Facebook. So it could be
like it
Tony,
was on the announcement.
Tony was just channeling a little bit of Bolivia there, El Alto, one of the great communities in the world in terms of popular struggle and social movements. They shut down, you know, they shut down a couple of streets. You're at the top of the mountain. The airport shut. Everything shut. La Paz, millions of people. Out of luck, Chuck. But, hey, that's not what we're talking about. We may be high on the mountain, but we can't shut down all the streets yet. John, you know, we've been trying to do some different kinds of music here. What's important about KABF in terms of the music world? You've been a jazz connoisseur in the work for a long time. What's happening to the jazz community and some of those? Why is KABF important to that?
You know, everything is always in transition. And momentum really drives it. The next generation, as they would use the terms now on the street, are coming to the fore. You know how things change, circumstance. We had a change here recently with Gerald Johnson's passing. Gerald was a major player in the jazz community, but basically in all of the other art disciplines. He was that well connected. Through this medium, Wade, radio, community radio as we know it, he became a multi-networking person, newspaper, doing this, and traveling regionally a lot, playing gigs. This forum is probably the best springboard for that kind of breakout.
Is there jazz played on any other stations in major time breaks?
Well, man, jazz has been forced to public radio across the country because of the dynamics of commercial radio. That's how it's been impacted. So this is vital to the perpetuation and preservation of these cultures. Commercial radio does not take the challenge and reach out to the communities. When you lose your artistic expression, you lose endeavorment and all of those things that are tied to it. You know what I'm saying? I'm preaching to the choir here.
Well, but the choir's out there listening to this show, so that's a choir worth being preached to. But the impression a lot of people have is that the jazz audience is long in the tooth. That they're older people. Do you see younger people starting to listen to jazz, or is that part of the problem? We're becoming a niche cultural piece of music here?
You said two important things there. Niche is a part of that before it comes alive again or blossoms again or blooms, as Wynton Marsalis would probably say. So, you know, he got bumps in the roads, ups and down, and that's where jazz is. But you got the next generation of jazz players locally here, Rodney Block, those sorts of people, a country boy like I am, and probably most of us in this room who grew up in the far reaches of the urban area, I want to say. So they are coming to the fore, and, well, let's see what happens with how they reach out to the world.
Well, obviously that's part of why we're doing it. But, Brian, there's tens of thousands of music cuts every year. I don't even know the number. It may be millions for all I know if you talk about what's happening around the world. Yet Top 40 still dominates a lot of the airwaves. How in the world can we keep up with all of the music that's, you know, it's great out there?
It's not easy. I mean, there's always been Top 40, you know, and some people may argue that it was better at one point. And some of those bands are still around, but it's really the same. There's a certain level of music that hits a certain market, and in that market, it's promoted widely for one reason or another. A lot of it has to do with money. And talent, of course. Talent is always a factor. Some may argue that talent is less of a factor these days than it used to be. But I think what's really changed it is technology and the power of technology, giving audiences the freedom to find what they like and be more liberal, I guess, in their choices of music. For my show, I call it college rock because it's bands that are popular in the college realm with younger people who are using technology to go and find bands that aren't so easily accessible or spoon-fed, if you will.
But even the pop music market is changing. People are buying less albums, and people are having to, I mean, even the big boppers out there are having to make their business on the road, it looks like, tours or whatever. And then you have naive sort of where in the world have they been kind of statements, like Taylor Swift says, well, talent will always find a way to be popular.
It's just not true anymore.
I don't know if it's ever been true, but it's definitely not true now. And that makes sort of the obligation heavier on our shoulders to see all of our DJs. We've had a lot of new shows we put on over the last year and a half since you've been on board. How are they doing in terms of building an audience? Let's talk about some of them in a minute.
I think a lot of the new shows are doing really well, building audiences with a younger listenership. Pledge Drive hasn't really reflected that, I think, because of the age groups and what people can afford to give. But I think the events and what Carly and I have done in the past, just really in the past year and even in the past few months, we can really see a rise in the audience listenership in the new shows for sure. And it's people are just getting excited about KABF. And I think that's the bottom line. People are tuning in, and there's a buzz in the air. And I think it's, you know, first time for young people to really be excited about it in a while.
So we must be on a reawakening of generations theme here, which brings me to Carly. So it looks like they were setting a plate for you. You'd think we rehearsed this for days. So events, Carly, you've been on a couple of months now, and which shows are the funnest to work with so far?
Oh.
If we can say that. I don't think we're going to offend anybody.
Most fun? Funnest? Most fun?
Most fun. Thank you. A little English lesson for Wage World here. You know, let's keep it real. Keep it real. There's all... Hey, nobody's intimidated here. I stubbed my toe. I'm going to have it pointed out here. Go ahead, Carly.
One of them for sure has been Shug Radio. They just have people coming in and out all the time. They always have local artists. I mean, they only play local music. So there's always just someone fun and new in the station.
And they don't have any trouble filling up their time slot, do they?
No, not at all. And they're now at a three-hour time slot. So
it's a lot of new music every week, and there's not a lot of repeats from what I've heard of.
Not really, there are some, but not a lot, really.
I mean, bands have gotten excited about sending in their music, and Aaron Sarlo's done an incredible job of organizing and promoting it, and Kara, of course, is the perfect co-host. And for I don't know who's the host and who's co-host. Honestly, they're kind of equal.
I think they're a team.
Yeah, they're a team, an amazing team. And we, it was like we planned it. I mean, but we didn't. It just sort of happened, and they both have done an amazing job of.
But you've been tasked with trying to build resource support for these shows, not just listeners, is how to keep them on the air, because that's really our challenge, is no matter what the dedication to the music, and we're going to get to some of the other themes of KBF, we have to still pay that utility bill, we've got to pay the rent, we've got to make sure we renovate the studio like we did this last year. What's that been like? Our events, Brian was sort of being a little bit Debbie Downer on pledges, so I almost had to cut his mic off, but events are an important part of what we're trying to do, isn't
it? Right, and this pledge drive, I think, went pretty well, but we have several events coming up. We have one on September 6th. It's the 30th anniversary of KABF.
That's a mega event. That's whoop event.
Yeah.
That's a lines out the door, going all the way down to Community Bakery kind of event. You better get there early. Now, what time does that start?
It starts at 8 p.m.
Music will start at 8, doors at 7. The restaurant opens at 5. We're going to start taking donations at 7, I believe.
So go eat.
Because you can only get the tickets at the door, right?
At the door,
yeah. Yeah, so you know, we wanted to go all online and everything. We would have already sold this out, but we'll get you in, but you got to be there, huh?
Yeah. Got to be there.
$10
I wouldn't be showing
at
up at 8:15. I'm having to fly in from Montreal, so I'm going to have to get somebody my little money to get there.
I'll sneak in the back.
Yeah.
It'll work out.
Yeah,
we'll
sneak
hold the spot
in
for
somehow,
you.
But there's going to be a crowd, I think.
Oh, big time. $10 at the door. We have a door prize. It's an iPad.
An Apple iPad.
This is not a KBF grassroots radio kind of a prize.
We're stepping it up.
Prize.
Yeah,
yeah, no, we're going with the game thanks to some underwriting, but we'll go with that too.
Mm-hmm.
And Neil Young's big on it.
All the music is going to be Neil Young cover songs. And Landers Fiat was really, really sweet to us and sponsoring the whole event and affording the grand prize and a lot of promotional materials as well.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to go into underwriting, and a lot of our local groups of all kinds of music are taking a cut of Neil Young's songs. It's not just one album this time. It's a whole...
Right. R.J. Looney and some of his friends, R.J. is one of our DJs, the Monday Blues guy, they came up with an idea of playing an album in its entirety, and they did it at the Whitewater last time. They did Let It Bleed, the classic Stones album, and it was just a huge hit, and I think the plan was to do a Neil Young record next, and we started talking, and we decided we'd just do Neil Young songs across the board.
Go for the catalog. And we've got like 15, 20 groups. How many groups is it?
I think there's going to be 27 songs performed by about 20 different acts. Mm-hmm. Some duos are going to start out with a kind of an acoustic set and then work into full band stuff. People
this is a double album kind of a thing here. 27 cuts. Look. Young people, old people, take your naps. It's Saturday afternoon. Get your nap. Some of these games are going to be boring. That's college football. Remember, that's not the NFL. Take your nap. Be ready. Get there. Go for the whole show. That's what I'm going to be doing. I'm going to sleep on the plane from Montreal, so it's not going to be a problem for me. But that's not all we have going on, is it,
no.
Carly? There's lots of events.
Another one we're really excited for is September 13th, the following Saturday. The show Girls is doing an event at the Whitewater Tavern.
And that's actually Girls!
Girls! With an exclamation point, all caps.
All caps.
All caps.
All caps. Yes, that's Alex and Katie. And I'm trying to think of who all is playing. I know
Great Spear. Profile in the Dem Gazette on Alex.
Didn't they look so cute? They look so cute.
Well, you know, I don't think it's appropriate for me to say they look so cute, but boy,
they
were precious. They were precious, you know?
Yes.
And we love them always. They're at all of our events. I've seen them at Whitewater before. They support all the other DJs.
They come out a lot. They're involved.
We need to get more support for them, and I bet that's going to be a hot event. Where's that going to be?
Yeah. It's at the Whitewater Tavern, September 13th. I believe the set starts at 8 p.m. since we have four different bands playing that night. So we have Spiro and Friends. We have some Bonnie Montgomery, Carrie Foe, Divorce Horse.
Divorce Horse?
Yeah.
We've all climbed that horse, haven't we?
Yeah.
Now, those all girl bands?
All female bands.
Oh, that's
Spiro
fantastic.
And Friends has a couple of men. Brian Fraser, Tyler
it's
Nance.
It's always good to, you know, let some people learn about, you know, how things should go.
Well, I think I'm going to make them wear wigs, just, you know.
We don't reveal everything about the event. We want the crowd to come in, Carly. Now, what else is going on in September? Because I think it's a big month for us.
Oh, I'm trying to think.
Or is it October?
October, we have some stuff. The Pow Wow Morning Show has a new launch party that's going to be on October 30th at The Joint. So
in Argenta. It's
in Argenta, yes.
Main Street.
Yes.
Well, and John, it looks like finally we've gotten green lights all across the racetrack here for the KABF Oxbow I don't even know the full name. Music Festival.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lake
John, tell us about this, because this has been a, this has added about 10 years to John's age and to mine, just whether or not we get this all up and running, but it's starting to look like it's going to be great.
Yeah. The dates are October 18th and 19th. That's a Saturday and a Sunday. Jazz and blues on the first day. All gospel the second day on a Sunday. We're partnering with the middle school and the high school in the Lakeview school system down there.
Down there is Chico, Lake Village. This is with the State Park to people.
State
That's
Park people. And so this is actually a reach out to the system for artistic enhancement within their music programs and hopefully some other arts and crafts disciplines that we can, incorporate into the thing. So we want to have on the next festivals that are coming these same musicians that we help to get instruments in their hands and stuff and play in the festivals, not just there, but hey, let's.
Well,
let's
we don't want to count our chickens before they hatch. Let's get this one together and
we're there.
What's the date on this again? I think
October 18th, Saturday, and October 19th, Sunday.
This is a big step for KBF.
Reaching out that far and networking mostly is what's going to make it really happen.
Well, and we're hoping it helps build an audience, and there are other things we're trying to do here locally as well with the Mosaic Temple. That's another event coming up.
That's another October. It comes up first week in October as we try to hit this grant deadline. We think we've got that covered for today. So that will be a two-hour event, an award ceremony, a revisit to 9th Street. There's actually a movement and a plan now to create business like it was back in the day. So that's going to be interesting. And there's even an organized effort between the Friends Group of the Cultural Center, the Building Preservation Society, and the Advisory Board to reach out to Africa.
Carly, these events are part of what you're arguing is a key thing in terms of getting our finances where they need to be and coupling them with other events. So you're asking DJs essentially to put on an event every 3 months, right?
Basically, yes. I know that it seems like a lot to ask, but four times a year, and they're always so much fun. And Brian and I are here to help, so it lightens the load a little bit.
Besides that, it lets them connect with their audience.
Exactly.
It builds fans for the show. I mean, this is not only fun, but it's a way to, you know, it's not about what we have to say. It's about the listeners, and getting out there with the listeners can't be better. But underwriting is also a big part of what you're doing. I know you've been whale harpooning, as I call it here, trying to get some big supporters. Landers Fiat's been a great partner for us in South
really
Maine.
Have.
Brian has done a fantastic job of keeping that relationship growing. But you're hoping to build some others, too.
Yes, I am. I'm just trying to, as you say, what is it, seek out the big bears? Or what?
Yeah, well, that's good, too, or hunt the whale. Yeah, yeah. We're going to teach you all of our little sayings here.
Yeah, I'm going to learn a lot of idioms.
Yes, that's right.
Just looking for, you know, people that we can partner with, just something to think about in the future, not just little things for now, but, you know, really building relationships. Just looking for people that we can help spread their message, and they can help us financially.
Well, and we have, and I know, John, you can speak to this too, we have a unique audience. We have almost 40,000 listeners every week now. We've got a little bit of everything for everybody. That's what block programming is. But we also serve not only the entire Central Arkansas community with 100,000 watts, but specifically your working families, your low to moderate income families. That is the sweet spot for a lot of. You know, I'm always amazed that there isn't a line of state agencies here trying to communicate about benefits and service programs. Clearly, we did a major outreach here on the Affordable Care Act.
Yes,
it made
we
a
did.
Difference.
Yeah.
That was, one of the proudest moments I've seen in the year and a half I've acted as station manager. But there's so many things, unemployment benefits, how to get food stamps, when taxes come up. It's not just public affairs, but it's a public service, and we need those state agencies to put in a couple of dollars to get the word out to people who only listen to KBF, whether it's gospel, whether it's public affairs, or anything else. And I know you had some excitement from the fire prevention people. They seem to be interested.
Yeah.
You've had some other feelers start to come through.
Yes. You know, they're just wanting to start a big campaign. We're looking for other people that are wanting to do the same, to really spread their message to our specific audience, which, like, as you were saying, we have a very specific audience.
And you've been reaching out to people.
Yes,
I
have.
How would they get a hold of you if they haven't responded yet and they hear us on Wage World today?
They can email me at Carly, C-A-R-L-Y, at KABF.org, or they can call me at
501-352-2476. Yeah, the song of last summer, Call Me Maybe. That's what Carly says.
Yeah,
you know.
We even share a name.
That's right. You know, I'm hip. my joke is always I walk into a room and I lower the hip quotient by about 10%, but, you know. Now that I'm with the radio station, I'm, you know, trying to bump it up to just a little 5% below. On Wage World today, we're talking to Carly Gardner, the development coordinator for KBF, John Kane, the senior man of us who's been here for almost all 30 years as the program director still, and Brian Frazier, the assistant station manager. Public affairs is one of the hardest challenges we always face because it's harder for volunteers to put together. We've tried a lot of things over the last year and a half. None of them have really come together completely. We do a daily People's News. We do the Chief Organizer's Report, these kinds of shows. We still have a community hour that's open for all groups who want to use it on Fridays, but we don't have a long line sometimes. What's keeping us from getting more public affairs?
You know, that's that's a multi-answer question there, way like how I think we need to be more effective in reaching out and letting people really know about the services. So we need to be in contact with those associations and those gatekeepers that need that kind of information. I think they just assume that, you know, there's not much we can do in the way of audience, but this station is the most diverse between here in Canada, maybe for the South for sure, this part of the South. I think people just kind of take a radio and TV in the public domain as a granite status, not really figuring out how to reach out to us. Sometimes we're overwhelmed with requests, and then sometimes we have none. So it's inconsistent.
Well, I think the nonprofit community has to support each other, too.
That's what I'm saying in a sense, babe.
You know, it's we get a lot of public affairs stuff. We can only run it so many times. We don't have a staff to put those things together. But, you know, they're underwriting at $10 here, $20 there, $100 there. It makes a big difference. And
big
we've had
difference.
Some groups really come and use the station to communicate with special audiences, prisoners, and other disenfranchised groups that has made a difference. Look, we don't have a lot of time. We could probably go forever. We haven't talked about the last number of years, but let's go around the table. If you had one or two things you'd really like to see, maybe not in the next 30 years, but even in the next 10 years for KABF in terms of progress here, what would it be? Carly, you want to take that first, or who wants to jump in?
I think Brian wants to jump in. He looks like he does.
Do I? Is that what I look like?
Yes.
That's right. Oh, he's smooth. Huh?
Yeah. Well, when I came on to KABF, I had a little bit of a 3-year plan, and I guess I'm almost halfway there, and it's happening. You know, I'm really excited about it. I'd like to see mainly the partnership thing really growing with the community, getting more integrated, getting our shows really 100% across the board, you know, get that support for every show, make events happen for every show. And I don't know, I think that's a big enough task for us right now.
I hear you.
Wait, I would like to see more working families. I'd like to see the connection there expand, so that they really can understand the importance of radio and the networking that can bring good results. Working families, man, that's it.
I know Tony had a great show, I think it was last week, with fast food workers that I know we put it on a number of websites and shared what was on the KBF site. And that's a nice direction for us to go. Tony's done a good piece of work with that show, and we need more shows like that.
Right.
Now, Carly, it still comes back to you.
It does. I would just like to see a more broad listenership. I mean, we have very specific markets, and I know I personally have a lot of friends that listen to KABF, but I'd like to see it more far spread, and especially with younger
far
people.
Far spread. Now, yeah. I think I'm going to have to pay you back on that. What kind of word that, is that?
I don't
far
know.
Spread
I just
word.
Made it up. I don't think it means
okay,
anything.
Okay, well, yeah. I think I busted back for being busted
KABF.
Earlier,
yes.
But okay. Uh-huh. Far spread.
Well, Brian and I have really been talking about how to grow listenership within, like, high school students and people of that age, not just for our younger rock shows, but for everything. I think they could learn a lot from listening to KABF.
Yeah, but we're not going to be taking Bitcoin, not up in here. Now, no. That's going to be a long time from now. But absolutely, Hot Springs and Pine Bluff are two areas where we have a huge signal. We've got a growing audience. We've got some great DJs out of Hot Springs. Dale Kay, always with Collage, is a great show. We have another new
David Hughes, who Dale helped bring on, also from Hot Springs, the Saturday Night Ramble.
Great show. And I think Hot Springs could be a real opportunity for us to have a broad listenership, and so could Pine Bluff.
And Conway. Conway has two universities.
Conway, good point. We need to do more in Conway.
Very clear signal there, and lots of students.
Yeah. Our far reach plan, you know, needs to look at how we can do better in those. And I think... the signal's great. There's a need in those audiences. I think in Little Rock, we're pretty firmly established. But even after 30 years, we just don't necessarily have what we want. And I think as well, I mean, we were the first station to ever do Spanish programming. We still do a lot of Spanish language programming, less since I came in, just because we've shifted away from Radio Bilingue. We have great stuff overnight now, the albums that put together, the best of KABF. We're going some good directions, but bottom line is we have to have more support. Let's be
really
honest
do.
About it. You know, we've got to get lots more support from our community. You can't make it in jazz without more of your folks understanding to keep those shows on the air. They're going to have to, you know, come to events, pony up, and teens, oh my God, high school? If we're saying that we got a problem with some of the young people, what money does the high schools? I mean, we can't be taking Coke cans and turning them in for, you know, deposits. So we're going to have to really build some support for that. And that's Carly and her team. And her team is she and the rat in her pocket and all the DJs putting those events together.
Yeah.
But it's been a great 30 years. John, what's anything over the 30 years that you want to share with us before we move on?
I think with what is happening now with the next generation coming, that if we really focus on their needs and services, we'll be on time.
This is a legacy operation.
Yeah,
this station,
with what the mission is, yes.
We'll never be bigger than 100,000 watts, but those 100,000 watts are going to get into more and more families. Mm-hmm. This has been Wade's World every Friday, 9 to 9:30. We talk to the most interesting people in the world. Next week, you're going to learn a little bit about the Scottish accent. We've got two guests that are going to be on here, Dave Beck and Ron Purcell, who are from the University of Edinburgh. They're going to talk about the vote coming up for independence in Scotland, but they're also going to talk about their studies of community development and community organizing around the world, including their visits to India and Acorn International's projects in Mumbai and Dharavi and in Delhi. So there's always stuff happening in Wade's World. Brian, thank you. John, Carly, this is our team. This is Wade Rathke signing off.
It's been fun. Thanks.
You're listening to KABF 88.3, the voice of the people.
KUBF 88.3, the voice of the people, celebrates 30 years on air. Saturday, September 6th, 7 p.m., South on Main. Never Too Young, a 30th birthday fiesta. Featuring the